has the opportunity to get a haircut at some regular interval, let's say Shloshim Yom to Shloshim Yom, whereas, you know, when we talk about Nazir Le'olam, that permission structure doesn't exist. So let's take a look at the Mishnah at Ches Amr Aleph. Hareini Nazir, person uses that language. Kisei Aroshi, Cha'afar Ha'aretz, these things are obviously cannot be counted. Uchechol Hayam, the sand on the beaches. Hareza Nazir Olam, the halacha would be that this person is a Nazir Olam, meaning that they would get haircuts at regular intervals, but the Naziris would go forever. The Ramban would be celebrating Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Every 30 days, Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer, Eintem Galeach Achas L'Shoshim Yom, Ezeo Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom, HaOmer Harei Alai Nazirus, Kasei Roshi Cha'afar Ha'aretz Uchechol Hayam. So please, let's everybody follow. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is saying that the formulation of Alai, okay, that's what's necessary. If you don't say Alai, right, and you just say Hareini Nazir, he'll say that it carries on. But Alai, just like when it comes to a neder, you say, I take a personal responsibility to bring this korban. So when we talk about Alai, what that does is it breaks down the Nazirus into its component parts, in this case, intervals of 30. Okay. So a person says, Hareini Nazir, Malei Habayis, O Malo HaKupa, so whatever fits into the house, or a particular receptacle, Bodkinoso, Imamar Achas, Gedola, Nazarti, Nazir, Shloshim Yom, Vimamar Stam, right, if he just says it's Stam, whatever is in the Kupa, so then what we say is, Roenes HaKupa, Ki Ilu Hi Malei HaChardol, V'Nazir Kol Yamav, like it's filled with mustard seeds, there's no way to count that, and he's a Nazir forever. Okay, the Gemara is going to interrogate that. Hareini Nazir mikan ad makom ploni. We saw this quote in the Gemara already. If a person says, I'm a Nazir from here till Cincinnati, omdim kama yom mikan ad makom ploni, pachos mishoshim yom, Nazir shoshim yom, vim lav Nazir kiminin hayomim. So whatever it is, let's say it takes, 5 days, so we bump it up to 30 days. If it takes, 40 days, so then it's a Naziris of 40 days. Remember the Bali Atosu said before that the most likely fact pattern in this scenario is a case where a person, was on the road, and he said, if I can survive this, I'm taking a neder that I should be a Nazir on that basis. So a person says, Hareini Nazir, Kiminin Yemos HaChama, 365 days, Mona Naziris, Kiminin Yemos HaChama, Sam Rav Yehuda, Maisa Haya, Kevan Shehishlem Meis. Okay, so not the most happy story, but they compelled the person to be a Nazir for the entire year. Rav Tosfos says, V'chivu Chachamim Naziris, apparently it was too much for him and he died from it. Not that the rabbis were trying to kill him, but the point is that, that's what happened, because he had to observe this entire Nazirus. So the Gemara says, when he refers to the receptacle, and we say, we look at it as if it's filled with mustard seeds, like, what's that all about? So why don't we just say, the same receptacle, if it was filled with, good morning, Elisheva, so nice to see you. So I don't want anybody to be worried. I just wasn't feeling 100% this morning, so I wore a mask just because, I don't want to transmit, Ebola to anybody. Okay, so the same receptacle, if it wasn't filled with mustard seeds, so what would it be filled with? It would be filled with cucumbers or, pickles. So, Martin, you're the resident expert. You come from the Lower East Side. How many pickles, right? Gus's Pickles. Tim, you know about this? Gus's Pickles on the Lower East Side? This is an American city. Is there anything about America that Tim doesn't know? It's unbelievable. So, I don't know. You'd probably get 40 pickles in there. But mustard seeds, there could be a million, why don't we say the guy, isn't on the hook for the rest of his life. It's like for 40 days or something. Why are we, cracking down on him so much? Rabbi Shimon says that a person can get himself into a real mess where the safek is worse than the vadai. If we knew, we would have a discrete amount, but we don't know. So we have to play out the worst case scenario. Tani Hareini Nazir Menashe Yehei Bechrize Meyakur V'Halach Umetzoh Shenigna V'Shaavad. Right, a person took Naziris conditional on there being, right, the huge amount in this particular pile, and then it got stolen, so you really don't know. You have no way to verify. So Rabbi Shimon Oser Shesavik Naziris Lahachmir. So again, he says Savik Naziris Lahachmir. This doesn't mean that you get to bring the korbanos, because that's a Savik of Chulin B'Mikdash, But Savik Nazirus Lahakel. Rabbi Huda Matir Sha Savik Nazirus Lahakel. So Rabbi Huda says we can be Makel. So Rabbi Yochanan Bar Pilo Seber Rabbi Huda, even Rabbi Huda, whose general instinct is Makel, Hasav Nachas Lein Nazirus, Hachas Nachas Lein Nazirus. B'mali Sukim Minei, Amal Chesed L'Chupa Kibam Le'akushim V'Diluin V'Dihavili Tekanasa Sakadaitach. This is the most important point we'll see today, so let me emphasize it. There are two kinds of sfeikos in the halacha. One kind of safek in halacha is we don't know whether or not the person ever entered Georgia. We don't know whether or not the person ever entered New Jersey, okay? There's a, what we call a safek haba, okay? There's a safek as to whether the situation happened. We don't know whether or not he became a nazir. But that's not the situation that we're talking about, Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda, when we talk about the receptacle that's filled with mustard seeds. Because the issue there is, he's for sure a Nazir. The only question is it for 40 days or for a million days, right? So everybody appreciate the distinction between those two tfekos. The first case is, we don't know if the guy is even a Nazir. The second case is, he's for sure a Nazir, and now we're only quite, you know, as Winston Churchill said, now we're only talking about, you know, the amount, right? So that's the question. So when you're dealing with Safik type 2, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Machmir. Okay, that's a very important distinction. And you see this B'chol HaTorah Kula in all of Shas. This is such a major Shas concept. When we talk about Sveikos, whether we're going to be Machmir, we're going to be Mekel. So this is a very, 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 very important principle that will be more Mekel when it comes to a Safik Haba, when we don't even know whether or not the status was implicated. That those are sveikos that we can be more makel. And when we know that the person is in a particular status, and the only question is how bad is it, you know, how intensive is it, that's a different story altogether. Let me just let Rabbi Feuerstein in. I'm out of practice with my mask. Okay, so Rabbi Feuerstein, good morning. So wonderful to be together. We are on the top line of Ches Amud Beis, the very, very top line of Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Savad al Rabbi Ditznan. We're going to see that this is not exactly the case, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in one respect. Rabbi Omer, Inzim Megalei Achachas HaShoshim, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Megalei Achachas HaShoshim, Omer Harei Alai Naziris Kisei Roshi Chafar Aretz V'chol Ayam. Rabbi Yehuda Misavad al Rabbi, does he really hold like Rabbi that to, you know, have Naziris Olam, but you can, you know, get the haircut every 30 days, that you have to say a lie? That's not, then we have evidence to the contrary. Wow. Okay, so the person had to observe the Nazirus the whole time, and, you know, once he finished it off, you know, he died. So the Gemara says, you know, that would appear to be the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, so what exactly is the relationship between the Shita Rabbi Huda and the Shita Rabbi Huda Anasi? So we say, Iyamai Bishlam Naziris Kamikabele on the time of the Kivadishli Mace, Eliyamar Chad Naziris Kabiole, Mihavi Ashlam Achlal. So if you'll say that, you know, that this was a situation where there was many Naziros, right, many independent, you know, he's a Nazir the whole time, but it's like we break it up into, you know, quantized units of 30 days. So, you know, as he was completing one of his Naziros, he died. But if you'll say that it's just one integrated Naziros, then why would you use the expression, the Kevam Hishlam makes? He never really completed it. Ella, Yamer Chad Naziros Kibolei Mihavi Ashlam Aklal. The Od Misavila Karabi. We have more problems with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Batan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareini Nazir. If a person just uses the expression, not Allah, he just says Hareini Nazir. Minyan hayilkatim. That means when people used to pick te'anim, they used to create like rows in the field so that they wouldn't crush the produce of the kayed. So minyan shibole shmita, which is again some vast amount because they used to leave the produce during the shmita year in the field. Mona naziris kaminyan hilkati kayetz uchaminyan shibole shmita. So he, again, in that situation, he observes an integrated Naziros for however, you know, long this is. So the Gemara says a minyan shiny, right? That when you're dealing with a specific amount, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to concede. And we shiny le the Rabbi. But does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say that? Then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi say that unless you actually verbalize the word alai, right, so that then everything is considered integrated. We can't break it down into discrete components. So Mishani the Rebbe Minin Vatanya Harini Razer Kimini Mosachana Mona Nazirus Kimini Mosachama Kimei Alavana Mona Kimei Alavana. So Rabbi Omer Alchi Omar Nazirus Alai. He insists on that Kimini Mosachama Uchemini Mosai Alavana. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Huda Savra La Kavase Bechada Upaligale Bechada. So that Rabbi Huda didn't fully sign up for the Shita of Rabbi Huda Hanasi. He didn't always insist on a formulation of Alai. Rabbi Huda Hanasi was a purist. Rabbi Yehuda said you could have other formulations that break it up into discrete components, like if you use the plural language of Niziros. So, Savala Kavase Bechada, Niziros Kabiole, Upalige Bechada, Dile Rabbi Yehuda Shani Leimona, Verebi Lo Shani Leimona. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't care whether or not a person had appealed to a specific number. So, Tanu Rabban Areni Nazir, Kol Yubei Chayai, Areni Nazir Olam. Areza Nazir Olam, Afilu Mea Shana, Afilu Elaf Shanim. Ains and Nazir Olam, if a person uses the language of 100 years or 1,000 years, Ela Nazir Le'olam. Let's please review what is the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Le'olam. Nazir Le'olam is like the Naziris of Shimshon that we talked about. You can never cut your hair. So Tanu Rabban Rabbeinu Nazir Ve'achas Moneshtayim, like we talked about yesterday. The first is Shloshim Yom, and then another Shloshim Yom. Okay, and then if you use the word Ve'od, Moneshalosh, Ve'shuv, and again, Mona Arba. The Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Pshita, ma'u the same of Vishuv, kikul, v'havi le'shis. So that Vishuv might mean that we're going to play it all back again. That you already observed three Naziros, and then you say, Vishuv, I'm going to do the whole thing again. Instead of adding a fourth, you're really going to be up to six, because we're going to look at them as integrated. Kamash mulan delo. So with your permission, I'd like to take a moment to reflect on this. What was the Havamina, and what was the Maskana? So the Maskana is obviously that by saying Vishuv, all one is actually doing is adding one additional layer of Nazirus, you know, to the experience. But there was a Havamina here that all of the Nazirus integrated with each other. Number one, number two, and number three. So when you said Hareni Nazir, the Ode, so we don't look at those as completely distinctive Nazirus. And then you said, and again, right, so that now takes it up to three. Right, so maybe we're actually relating to those as some kind of a continuum. To the point where we have a Havamina, if a person says, Vishuv, and I'd like to do this again, now we're up to six. So what's the real question here? The real question is, what's the relationship between one, two, and three? If you assume that there's some degree of integration between one, two, and three, so then it makes a lot of sense to say, okay, so there's some degree of integration. We look, they were obviously individual experiences of the zeros. At the end of each section of 30 days, you shaved your head and you brought the korbanos, but... Right, we look at them as integrated because of the way that you formulated it. Nazir v'achas, nazir v'od. So there was a havamina that when you say v'shuv, you play the whole thing again, meaning all three of them together. So the Gemara is rejecting that possibility. Right, so what we're getting to now, and the reason I thought it was worthwhile to pause here, is a really fundamental point. Like a really fundamental point. Right, this whole concept of Nazir Olam, as opposed to Nazir La Olam. What we're saying is the guy is a Nazir forever, but it's broken down into quantized units. According to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, what word do you need to say to trigger that model? Alai. Only Alai can break it down into separate parts. But how do we look at, you know, over the course of a year, I'm going to, you know, roughly speaking, there will be 12 units, right? Approximately 360 days in the year, whatever, a little bit more. But let's say there will be 12 distinctive periods of Naziros. How do we relate to those? So one way of thinking about it is, it's like a melitza, it's an expression to say that he's a Nazir Olam. It just means that he always has to restart. But if you'd say, how many Naziros did he experience over the course of the year? You would say 12, you know, each month, whatever. Or you might say, no, he had one Naziros, but broken down into different parts. That's obviously a very, very different concept, and that's something that we're going to be coming back to again. Okay. By definition.
Can he just say, I didn't sign up for this? And say,
there's always the possibility of Sheila. It's always a possibility. Right? But, you know, that's the question. okay, so now a little bit just of etymology. The language here. So Tanu Rabban Areni Nazir, Simchas Omer, Hain is Achas, you know, Greek, like Digo Nishtayim, from the language of do, that prefix. Tregun, you can see there the prefix of three, shalosh, tetragon. Excuse me. There's tetra is obviously four, and pentagon is chamesh. Fine. So, you know, fancy language. So Tanur Rabbanan, getting back to this issue, base agul, if you have a circular house, I don't know, some kind of fancy architecture, or digun, tregun, or puntagon, or there's only, you know, two quarters, or three, or five, and a matam in the gun, tetragon, matam in the gun, my time, lamatu omer, kirakiros, lamalaho omer, kirakiros, hare kan arba. So there's a special halacha, there's a xeris custom in the world of the base hamenugam, right, that it actually has to have four walls. So if you, just in case you were wondering, the pentagon can never get tzaras habayas. Okay, maybe that's why they built it that way. You know, and the same thing is true for, you know, whatever, a triangle structure. But once you have, you know, a square or a rectangle, so then you know, you'd have to deal with the possibility of tumas tzaras. Okay, very good. So, Hatran lach kol kinuyei.
Good question.
Yitzchak.
What if an individual room had four corners but not a building?
An individual room, as opposed to like, so like, you're in the pentagon, but your office only has, your office has four walls. It's like a normal shaped office. Yeah, it still doesn't help because Pasuk says kiros habayis. So it has
the whole building.
Yeah, the structure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good question. Okay, so guys, just remember the very, very important point that we saw today. Two different kinds of suffix. One kind of suffix is we don't know if the guy's a Nazir altogether. The second one is we don't know if he's a Nazir. We do know he's a Nazir, but we don't know if, you know, it's going to be forever or for 40 days. So in suffix type 1, there's grounds for leniency. That's what we call suffix haba. In suffix type 2, there's much less that we could do to help because he's definitely a Nazir, and so we say kol safek Nazir l'chumra in that regard. Okay, so we shall pick it up there tomorrow. Thanks for bearing with me, and hopefully everything will be back to normal tomorrow.